All right, it is 1 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Any additions or deletions?
May I please add new business 3, Interlake Eastern Regional Health Authority. Thank you to the REEF. New business 4, Whitemouth Fire Department, regarding our firefighters that had attended Shamattawa. And new business 5, for a DFA resolution should a rain event be claimed.
Okay, can we have a mover to accept the agenda, please?
McDougall.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes? Can we have a mover for the minutes?
Stead.
Seconder?
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Are you keeping up with this, Colleen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, though, for asking.
I seen you were doing something else.
Yeah,
sorry.
Got her.
Payment of accounts, can we have a mover for that, please?
Stead.
Seconder?
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can we get a mover and a seconder for the paycheck?
I'll move it, Stead.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, just before we go on, I just want to make a point that Deputy Reeve Honke has sent his regrets. He will not be at the meeting today. Okay, financial statements ending August 31st. Can we have a mover for that? Everyone's gone through them?
Stead.
Seconder?
Chair.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then we'll have Public Works update. That was just in your report. Utility report is there. The building inspector report's in your report. And the bylaw officer report is in your package. Anybody got any questions? Okay, we'll go to reports of committee. The Two River Services, that's in your package. The Eastern Regional Municipal Committee minutes of July 29th is in there. We'll go to verbal reports of committees. And we'll start with Councillor Sterk. None. Councillor Stead.
I have nothing this week, no.
Councillor McDougall.
We had a community futures meeting last night. Just business as usual, really. It was our first meeting since the AGM in June. Okay. And there'll be minutes of it in our next meeting package.
Well, of course, we all had the joint Reynolds-Whitemouth one, which we all attended. And that was a good meeting with the RM of Reynolds. Lots of things going on. I did attend the doctor's retreat in Gimli, which was really, really good. And I seen that was in there. We got a reply back. That was a really good, 110 doctors were there. And I had lunch with some of them and spoke with them. And we presented them with a gift basket. And it was a very, very good weekend for them, I guess. I was only there for, a few hours. But yeah, it was very good. And what else did I have? I had the Moongate one canceled. And
Watershed.
Oh, the Watershed that Delmar and I were at. We had that one, and it's on the agenda here a little later. I think that's other than phone calls and things of that nature, so that's it. We will go to Communications Association of Manitoba Municipalities. Executive Committee nomination information. That's in your package. Number 2, Community Futures, Northeastern Municipal Forum on October 21st, 2024 in Whitemouth. We need a resolution for all of council to attend.
Yes, please. And I also noted in there that you're the host.
Oh, okay. Now, Number three, oh, we gotta do the resolution, sorry, can we get a mover for that, please?
McDougal.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Okay, then we will go to number three, Justin LaRocque's request to hook onto municipal water. Can we have a resolution for that, please? Can I have a mover?
Stead.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor? Association of Manitoba Municipalities, 2024, annual fall convention. That's the 25th to the 27th, is that correct?
Yes, I have a resolution prepared, but I also wanted to note that you also have your regular council meeting on November 26th, so you can let me know how you would like that.
Okay, so we have time for that.
Yes, you do.
So we just need a resolution. Can we have a mover for that, please, for the annual fall conference?
Stead. And I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Number five, Regional Beaujolais Manager of Community Planning is now also the acting Steinbach Regional Manager as well. Well, that person's gonna be a little bit busy, no?
Yes, for
sure. There's
sure
a lot going on out in Steinbach. Okay, so it's information.
Remarkable resource she has been for us.
Yeah, good. Association of Manitoba Municipalities, brand refresh, requesting video footage and photos from each municipality in Manitoba. So they want some video from us?
Anything to do with White Mouth that we could share with AMM, they would love to receive any type of pieces of videos or some photos that we can include into all of Manitoba when they're sharing.
Can we, I'm asking, can we pass that on to CDC as they're out there? That's a big, that fits right into them. Give us some photos and stuff of what's going on.
Sure, we can take care of that, yeah.
Would you mind?
No,
would that,
not
is
at
that,
all.
Should we do that?
Yeah, we've actually got a collection that we've had people sending in.
So we could maybe borrow some for that
absolutely.
Purpose?
You guys could maybe make some videos up and take some time and...
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Promote the
and
air.
Would you like me to send a little email off to you for your committee?
Sure, please.
And then I can combine the information that we've been provided.
Excellent, perfect.
Okay, and then besides that, if anybody's got anything.
Well, please, anybody can think of anything.
Okay, number seven, Manitoba Association of Watersheds, RIA Manitoba Watersheds Conference in Brandon in December 2nd to the 4th.
I wasn't sure if this is something that council was interested in or if somebody wanted to attend with the REEV in this, because now we are looking at watersheds. I did not know, but I have it prepared should council see fit.
Well, I guess as we talk, this is still, we got time here on this one.
Sure do. It's
I
not
think
until
as
December.
As we go through and what we're doing with watershed and all that, then we can see from there whether we're going to, somebody wants to go to Brandon or not. If we're not in or out, I don't know. My opinion.
Yeah, I wouldn't want, I don't know, we don't, like you said, we're not in or out.
In or out right now.
Quite an expense to send somebody to Brandon and hotels and stuff when we're not really there yet.
So then maybe I won't table it, maybe we'll know that it's coming next year. Should we like to be involved next year, being that we don't have a particular representative yet, would that be appropriate?
Well, it would be, but I'm also thinking if we go ahead with it here in the next month and a half, or whatever, 2 months, and maybe somebody would go, but that would only be if we were there.
Yeah.
We're table it then.
Yeah, sure.
It could be possible at some.
You betcha, it's table. Thank you so
somebody
much.
Goes. Association of Manitoba Municipalities, bulletin with updates. Okay, you got that. Number nine, Boreal Shores Art Tour. Thank you and an update. That's good. They're very, it's nice to get thank yous when you're doing that kind of stuff. There's a lot of money that gets handed out by the municipality, so that's nice. Unfinished business, number one, Lagoon minutes of meeting held on August 28th. So you have that, we know where that's at. Number two, Waterline South of Elma, Manitoba Water Services Board inquiry, an update from joint meeting with the Bureau Municipality of Reynolds where councils were favorable at doing a feasibility study for this project.
I do
can
have
you
a
give
resolution.
Us the details?
If you'd like, I understood from the joint meeting that it would be at a cost of approximately $30,000, half to be paid by water services and half by the municipalities. I've resolution prepared should council see fit. Whereas it is deemed beneficial to work jointly with the Manitoba Water Services Board and the Rural Municipality of Reynolds to study the feasibility of extending water from White Mouth to the community of Prada. And whereas this would benefit our ratepayers whom have requested water connections along this route, now therefore be it resolved that the cost of $30,000 for this feasibility study is shared 50% Manitoba Water Services Board, 25% Rural Municipality of White Mouth, and 25% Rural Municipality of Reynolds.
Well, it sounds like a pretty decent deal.
So it'd be $7,500 each for us anyway.
It would only be $7,500 for us instead of paying the 30. The government's coming up with $15,000 right off the bat.
Can't go wrong.
So, no. So can we have a mover? Does someone want to move that, please?
Sure.
Seconder?
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We'll send that off to Mr. Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really excited when it became a joint project.
Well, I think our ratepayers out there are going to be a little bit excited because they've been asking for water and we've been looking at where do we go with it. So
now that I have this resolution, administration would generally give a copy of this because we've had clients interested. Is it okay if I share that, please?
I think it would be nice.
Yep.
I think so.
Thank you.
Then they know what's happening and what we've been working on. Number three, bylaw number 75824, rear utility rates, awaiting Public Utilities Board response and request for updates. How? Just a question? It's been on here for so long.
Since what?
Hey?
Since April or something?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
so
what that is because we could not move forward with our simplified rate increase until we have our audited financial statements for the year.
So we're not audited? We're not finished?
So this is the first year that I'm aware of that we are late with our audited statements, but we've had a lot of transition this year. So they're waiting for two corporations that are underneath us, which have now submitted, but there's been lots of changes in those corporations. So it changes in managers, changes in different things. So it was difficult for the auditors to follow through. So it's taken a little bit longer.
But there's no issues or nothing?
Absolutely
okay.
No
that's,
issues
that's
whatsoever.
The question.
And now when we have that, because they let us know we will get the draft to council, they just let us know the auditors at the end of next week, I'll have them for you. That means once they've come to council and gone through, that's all that the PUB is waiting for, is to get those finalized ones.
It's been on there a long time. It's just.
Thank you for noticing.
Okay, number four, building bylaw draft fees. That's table. We're still waiting for that.
Right? And that we said would be at the end of October, I believe,
yeah,
or in October.
Whatever,
and we're just making
whatever.
Sure. We've had a lot more administratively, even with the flooding and different things. So we are making sure we get everything done for you, but we want to collate it accurately, too, before it's provided to you.
Number five is Watershed Manitoba Environment and Climate Change Meeting.
That was
update.
The one that you updated us on?
Yeah, and that one there is we have till the end of October. So what we're going to do is we just talked about it and I just showed you the information today.
Yep.
I have not been in since that meeting. And the next meeting and prepare a resolution. And the first resolution is just to show our interest. Doesn't mean you have to commit. It means to show our interest and then they will come out here and do their spiel on it.
Yeah, they will speak to us.
Yeah,
we ask them to come as a delegation. Yeah, and
that's what the resolution is for. It's plain in the resolution.
Yes, the only thing is when I look through the resolution, I just did it very quickly. I believe we will have a safety net on the bottom that says at no cost.
Yeah.
And I know there was a lot of funding available to people in the community.
Yeah, it's the same. It's exactly the same one as what we had the last three times. So Duncan would have seen it.
Yeah.
We've seen it. This is the third time. It's the same. It's a 3-to-1 cost, but anyway, that's on for the next meeting, correct? You're going to move that to next meeting?
Absolutely. I've got the information this morning. I'll have it put together for you and incorporated into your next package.
And if anybody wants to read anything on it, I'm sure it's on there, but Colleen also has the package.
I'll get it together for you guys and put it out in your next agenda.
Okay, new business. Number one, bylaw enforcement. Oh, we're going to go on camera with that?
Yes, please.
Then we'll go to number two, which is bursary grant inquiry.
I had asked in regards to if you're not an actual ratepayer, is there still opportunity for a grant for the bursaries if you're not from this municipality and attend this school?
Okay.
Pretty simple to me. No.
Okay, well, I'm going to go a little further with this, if I can. Is our last decision was we had no one from this municipality. We said no, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then, why, I struggle a little bit with it, what Duncan's saying, and I agree, because that's nothing, you know, we give money everywhere, but if we have someone coming from a different area, the only area they're coming from is the Reynolds the municipality of Reynolds. So why don't they put in a bursary grant too, and if they're coming from Reynolds, they give it, and if they're coming from Weymouth, we give it. It's only fair.
Totally.
I'm very happy to do that. I just didn't want to bring it up in June when there's an emotional attachment if somebody's applied. So that's why I've left it until September to bring forward to ask you.
Yeah, and it's too
bad.
And
I'm very comfortable with the answer.
I think we could have talked about it at our joint meeting too, which didn't, but that's fine. We have another joint meeting in March. I don't know. You don't have to look at that.
We could put it on the agenda for the next meeting, I guess. But
then I will send them a letter now if we're speaking to it later.
I don't know. It's up to you what you think we should do. You can, no, you know what? I would just send a letter now. It's in VATS. This is not a big deal. It's $500.
For me, I would like to change that bursary and invest it into some school program here instead of giving it to somebody that's going to leave the community.
So if you want to get me a proposal, I'll bring it back to you.
Like, why don't we invest in something that can help the students here?
Okay. All right, we will then go to number three. Well, that's, Colleen mentioned that. That was just, they just sent that in real quick from the family medical retreat to thank you to myself for being there. Number four, Weymouth Fire Department, firefighters Cliff and Blaine Stead attended, Cliff Friesen and Blaine Stead attended the search and rescue, and that's another quick thank you. Thanks,